A word of prayer. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Those of you who were here last Sunday evening will have had the opportunity to prepare for Advent. John asked us whether we were ready. Had we done all our shopping and written the cards and done everything we needed to do to get ready? He told us how many sleeps it was until Christmas, something which I feel he's going to tell me quite a few more times between now and Christmas. He reminded us we need to get ready. If you're stuck of what to buy anybody for Christmas and you weren't here, just ask John about buying somebody nothing. It was definitely our favourite idea of the suggestions he gave us. And so this week we've gotten the church ready for Advent. Margaret's been busy in a way getting our Advent prayer handbook ready. There's copies in the vestibule. If you haven't picked one up yet, do take one. We're asking for a pound donation towards printing costs, but if you haven't got it, your pound this week, you can still take one and begin with the prayers. We've been decorating the church. Lots of people came down on Friday. I did quite well to arrive after pretty much all of the work had been done, but I did have a bit of a job getting a few pins in the top of doors to put some of the hanging wreath things up. Doesn't it look great to be gathering at the beginning of Advent in our wonderfully decorated church? There was Christmassy music on Friday night, and we were kind of singing along as we were doing it. I was quite glad that yesterday, as I kept finding myself singing "O Holy Night," it's one of my favourites, and it really got stuck in my head. I was wandering around the house singing it, and then was like, I really hope my housemate's out. Thankfully, he wasn't having to listen to me attempting to sing that. So as a church, we've gotten ready for Advent, and it's kind of a good job because it's here now, so it'd be a bit late if we're not. At home, I've got ready as well. I've got my Advent candle ready to burn each day. This year, I'm going to burn just one day at a time, and I'm going to burn every day. This is my thing. Normally, I do one day, and then I forget for a couple of days, and then I accidentally burn a week. This year I'm going to get it right. I've got my prayer handbook to take home so I can be joining with the rest of the church. I've signed up to take the Posada one day. If you haven't done that yet, I think we currently have a vacancy for tomorrow. So if you haven't do it, do sign the list. So I'm ready for Advent. If you're not quite, I think there's still a few Advent candles available, and pick up your handbooks. I'm sure there's still things that we can do to be ready. Don't forget to buy your Advent calendars. If you have grown-up children, they're never too old to get a chocolate Advent calendar. I'd just like to share that with you. My mum seems to think that I've grown out of needing a chocolate Advent calendar, which I really disagree on. I think I'm still at the right age to appreciate the chocolate each day. So I'm ready for Advent, but I'm not ready for Christmas. I don't want to know how many sleeps it is till Christmas. I don't want to spend the next 4 weeks wishing away my life. Advent isn't just about getting the presents and the food sorted, planning where you're going to be when and decorating the house. It's not even about making sure that I've got my Christmas sermon written. It's not about making sure that I attend all the right carol services so that none of the churches I work with get offended that I wasn't there. Advent's not just about getting ready for Christmas. It's a season in itself, and I think we need to observe it. Advent is a time of waiting, something that in today's society we seem to have forgotten how to do. I don't know if any of you have seen the Argos advert on the telly that tells you that you can get things delivered the same day. You can now order things online and have them at your house the same day. I mean, that's pretty impressive, and I'm sure it'll come in useful because I'm not very good at remembering birthdays. So when I go on Facebook in the morning and it says, "It's your granddad's birthday today," I can go, "Oh, well, I'll just get something delivered to his house today," and then it'll be like I never forgot. But it's just a bit crazy. Things delivered from online on the same day, it's all a bit modern for me. I've got friends and family scattered around the country, as many of you know, and one of the ways I like to keep in contact with them is by postcard. Not an email card or a picture on Facebook, but an actual piece of card that drops through their letterbox. I think it stems back to my university days when we would all go kind of downstairs after breakfast or after lunch and check through all of the pigeonholes, see if anyone had any post delivered. And we used to get really excited if ever there was something in there. Now, pretty much the only things I ever get sent are junk mail or bills. So it's really nice when something like a postcard comes. I tend to send them second class, mostly because I'm a cheapskate, but also because there's not really a particular rush. I quite like that feeling of waiting for when it arrives. If they reply by postcard, it can be a couple of weeks, or knowing some of my friends, a couple of months before I get a response from them. But I still like that waiting. I like how the expectation builds as you get further and further on. In an age where emails and texts are instantaneous, it's quite nice to have the novelty of snail mail every once in a while. It's become a novelty to wait, and I quite like it. For us as Christians, Advent is our season of waiting. Life can just get so busy that we never take the time to simply stop and wait. We need everything to be here yesterday, and we don't want to wait for anything. We just don't have the time. But I like how when it comes to Advent, the church year kind of forces this time of waiting upon us. It kind of pulls us up and teaches us patience. I think it's good for us. I read the other day that patience is not whether you wait, it's how you wait. It's magic. I love it how that happens. I say things and it appears on the screen behind me. We grow up being told, be patient. Or at least I did every time I said, "Are we nearly there yet? Is tea nearly ready? I'm starving." "Be patient," my parents would say. I'm actually quite good at patience. It's a skill that I think I have mastered over the years. It's something I thank my dad for. Very grateful to him. Not necessarily because he displayed much patience. He certainly didn't when I asked if we were nearly there for the 10th time on the journey. Especially not when I taught my little brother to ask if we were nearly there for the 10th time on a journey. That was not my favourite day in my dad's eyes. It wasn't even that my dad so often told me to be patient that I took it on board. Mostly dad taught me patience because he's late for everything. Initially, I used to get frustrated because dad was never there on time. He would come and pick us up and I would be waiting and waiting and waiting. You don't want to start anything because he'll be there soon. Dad taught me patience, but not timekeeping. It's a lesson I now pass on to others. Anyone who's ever arranged to meet me for a meeting or, for a coffee or something will have learnt timekeeping is not my best skill. But I like to deliver lessons in patience to you. So every time I'm running late, just remember it's an exercise in patience. But if I were to choose between having skills of timekeeping and skills of patience, I think I'd stick with the patience. Reg reminded us earlier that patience is a virtue. We'll leave out the rest of your little speech. Thank you. But I found out that phrase dates back to a 5th century poem by Prudentius called psychomachia. I'm going to confidently say that and assume that's how you pronounce it, which means battle of the spirits or soul war. In the poem, virtues battle with vices in a typical good versus evil kind of way. Chastity is assaulted by lust, but cuts her down with a sword. Greed fights with charity, but fails to win and realizes the two cannot coexist. Patience is attacked by anger, a scene we see replicated in traffic every day. As Katrina said, everyone gets frustrated by traffic jams. Haven't yet heard it this morning, but there's rarely a Sunday when we don't hear a fight between patience and anger outside. Rather than simply waiting, you hear the sounds of the horns as people try and get their way past all the parked cars in the streets. In the poem, anger fails even to injure patience. Every attack is palmed off, and ultimately anger is driven mad with frustration until she kills herself. Sadly, in our world today, it seems like anger is the one that wins out. So let us recapture the virtue of patience this Advent, not least because it's what we as Christians are called to do. St. Paul writes, "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now, and not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience." Paul reminds us that in this season of Advent, we wait not just for Jesus' birth, but for his coming again, when he will redeem the whole world. We have a hope in that which is not seen, and we wait for it with patience. I'm just going to do that again so my fringe isn't in my face. But how do we wait with patience? As a child, I learnt being patient meant shutting up. When asking if we were nearly there and I was told to be patient, what was meant was be quiet. If I was asking if tea was nearly ready, being patient meant going away and shutting up. But is that what St. Paul meant when he said we should wait patiently? Well, some passages in Scripture would seem to suggest so. Psalm 37 implores us, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret over those who prosper in their way, over those who carry out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For the wicked shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land." Be still and wait patiently, the psalmist writes. Perhaps for some of us, that's the message we need to hear this Advent. Calm down. Take it easy, stop and breathe. Like some of those tips Lyneth had for us. Just count to 10. Just take a deep breath. Be still before the Lord and be patient. For others, though, I wonder if that message is quite the same. Patience isn't always about being still. In today's passage from Luke's Gospel, Jesus tells us, "There will be strange things happening to the sun, the moon, and the stars. On earth, whole countries will be in despair, afraid of the roar of the sea and the raging tides. People will faint from fear as they wait for what is coming over the whole earth. For the powers in space will be driven from their courses. Then the Son of Man will appear, coming in a cloud with great power and glory. When these things begin to happen, stand up and raise your heads, because your salvation is near." Patience isn't always about going away and shutting up, whatever my parents might have wanted me to think as a kid. Sometimes patience is about awareness. It's about looking at the things going on around you, noticing the signs and being prepared to respond. It's not just about whether you wait, it's about how you wait. When you see something coming, do you just wait for it, or do you wait well? If you're at a bus stop and the bus is coming towards you, do you just sit there and stop and stare? Or do you go and stand by the stop with your hand held out so that it knows that you're waiting? Shouldn't we be waiting in the same way for Jesus? When we look at the world all around us, do we not see the signs that Jesus was speaking of? Are there not whole countries in despair? Are there not seas roaring and raging tides? Does it not seem like all of these things are coming to pass? I'm not saying that the second coming is about to happen, but I'm asking, what if it is? What if this is the time that Jesus spoke of? How are we waiting for it? Are we waiting by going away and shutting up? Or are we waiting by looking for the signs, standing up and raising our heads? Maybe we need to be standing up and raising our heads. Maybe we need to be looking at the world around us and speaking up for those things that are not okay. Maybe we should be becoming impatient about injustice and exclusion. Maybe when Jesus said, "Raise your heads," he meant raise your heads like soldiers in the trenches. Raise your heads in such a way that they might just be blown off. Raise your heads in such a way as to challenge the vices that Prudentius spoke of, those things just as prevalent in our world today as they were then. So as we wait, let us wait virtuously, with those virtues Prudentius valued so much: temperance and charity, diligence, kindness, chastity, humility, and patience. Let us wait with those virtues we remember this Advent: the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and patience. As we wait this Advent, let us be still and wait patiently for the Lord. But let us also stand up and raise up our heads. Let us look at the world around us and challenge that which needs to be challenged. Patience is not about whether you wait. It's about how you wait. So let us wait well. Amen.